This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Where we bring life to creepypasta stories and creepy stories alike. So turn the lights down and let's get strange. This is the Daily Ghost.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Again, we have ourselves a creepy tale. That's what we do here. I mean, this is the poor man's Audible, right? You get it for free, essentially. But if you do want to support the show that you do love, and I know you love it because I get to see the numbers. You might not get to see them, but I do. So if you love the show, please support us by visiting patreon.com/podculture. $3. It's amazing things. You get exclusive access, behind the scenes, early access. It's really a good deal. All of those things are amazing. And just supporting the show that you guys like is also very, very amazing. But either way, we're here again. I told you guys that you're going to get an episode hopefully every single day of this week. We're definitely pumping them out there. I said shooting last time, but that sounded weird. Pumping now sounds weirder. But anyways, turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast, right now. Today's creepy tale is simply called Three Knocks in the Dead of Night. I'm very excited about this story, so without further ado, let's get into it. Three Knocks in the Dead of Night by XOM Babe. So something strange just happened to me and my grandma. We stayed up till just before 4 a.m. tonight, watching The Walking Dead. And she's never seen it before. So we've been binging until really late, so she'll be caught up for the new season. After we turned the TV and all the lights off, she went to her room, and I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth. I was almost done when I heard three light knocks right behind me. I heard the knocks on that door. Now, our bathroom is connected to the master bedroom, my grandparents' room. I heard the knocks on that door and assumed it was my grandma coming into the bathroom, just checking if I was in there. I said, "Yeah?" but got no response. So I exited and went to the living room to let my dog out to potty. She then comes out of her room and asks what I wanted. Confused, I asked what she meant. She said she heard me knock. I said, "No, I heard you knock. I thought you wanted to go into the bathroom." She just looked at me. Turns out, we both heard three quiet, distinct knocks. I heard it on the door to her room behind me, and she heard it on her bedroom door, which leads to the hallway. We searched the house to make sure no one broke in, but found nothing. Does anyone know what this could have been? The knocks came around 4:10 a.m. She has a deceased son, and a son that's missing for almost a year now. Could this be one of them reaching out? Or a death in the family? The only child she has left is my father, and I'm terrified that we may lose him. I also have a very old aunt and uncle, so I'm dreading hearing the phone ring in the coming days.
This has been a Daily Ghost Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thank you. thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.